This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Anna to bring you our second girls basketball game of the 2022-23 hoop season. We covered Sydney Rushi this past Friday. Bryant Billing and Chuck were on hand for that tonight. It's Anna at home against Fort Loramie. The two teams played over the weekend. Fort Loramie slipped past Miami East 32-30. Miami East never led. Game was tied three times in the fourth quarter. Avery Brandewee popped in the last 4 points of the game for Fort Loramie, which eked out a two-point victory. Meanwhile, Anna routed New Knoxville, which graduated everybody from last year's team at New Knoxville, which played in the state championship in Division IV. This time of year, Chuck, especially in girls basketball, defenses far ahead of offenses, and that is oh so true for these two very young clubs tonight. I looked at the rosters. I think there are only maybe six seniors total combined.
Yeah, not a lot, and I think that you know, Anna has maybe a little more experience in the backcourt. Loramie got a little more experience up front. Ava Turner going to have a big season for Loramie this year. She's going to have to be a scorer.
Yep, Ava Turner from the outside, Skylar Albers from the outside, senior, junior, respectively. They need to average double digits to loosen things up in the middle for the very young, skilled athletes who are going to continue to mature and develop. I'm talking about Mesher and Brandewee, two good players, bright futures, but you need to sink some outside shots to give them space to operate in the middle.
Avery Brandewee is going to be the next really good basketball player for Fort Loramie.
Yep. Carla Siegel, 24th year head coach of Fort Loramie, 492 wins, 120 losses. Her first campaign was in 99-2000. Year number 24 for Carla. Randy Huber, head coach of Anna, year number one. He's been in the athletic system coaching here at Anna. His daughter, you may remember, played on the 2011, 12, and 13 teams at Anna. State champs in 11 and 13. Erica excelled on the 2012 and 13 clubs. In 2012, Anna lost to Columbus Afrocentric in overtime, led by 6 or 7 at the half, got caught at the end of regulation, outscored 13-9 in OT, came back and beat them by 19 points in the state final the very next year in 2013. That was an unusual day in Columbus that March Saturday afternoon in 2013, Chuck. Anna and Fort Loramie both won state championships, back-to-back games, same afternoon, Division III, Division IV, respectively, both hailing from the Shelby County League.
Yeah, that was a terrific day. And I'll tell you what, back in 2010, 11, and 12, this gym, you wouldn't be able to find a seat.
Right.
And tonight, a little sparse crowd. I hope people come out and support them.
Fort Loramie girls have dominated this series lately. Last win for Anna came in December of 2015, 46-45 right here. So it's been 7 full years since Anna has beaten Fort Loramie in girls basketball. There have been some close games. Anna has zoned pretty successfully and stayed in games for 2.5 quarters or so.
Well, yes, and that's exactly what they did. And they actually gave Fort Loramie a couple of their best games during Loramie's really good run there a few years ago.
Yep.
So, this is not going to be nobody's going to roll over in this one. These two were the class of the girls Shelby County League for years, and Loramie has continued that, and Anna wants to get back to that.
Hey, how about some kudos to Phil Barhorst retiring as the junior varsity coach after 13 years at the helm of the girls JV program at Fort Loramie. 91.1 percent winning percentage, 91.1, 246-24. Give me a minute. I can probably quickly recall those 24 games he might have lost.
Yeah, I think I remember one.
Okay. But Jason Shadow, now the JV coach.
Heck of a basketball coach.
Yes, he is. Redskin JV's defeated Anna. Anna led early throughout the first quarter, quarter and a half or so. Fort Loramie caught the Anna JVs. It was well played. Wound up, I think, less than 10.
I think right around 10 at the buzzer. Yeah, and you're right. Both teams played really well.
Yes.
Actually, they got through the initial, hey, we're on the basketball court.
Right. Extremely competitive JV game here tonight, won by Fort Loramie. Again, the Fort Loramie varsity 1-0 after beating Miami East last weekend by 2. Anna handled New Knoxville easily. Game 2 tonight for both clubs. It's the Shelby County Athletic League lid lifter in girls basketball. We're about to 14 minutes away from the opening tip to start a varsity game. Unsure whether 20 minutes would go on the clock or 15.
They had 20 and they dropped it to 15.
Last Friday night when you and Bryant covered
was 20,
Sydney on the road to Rushi, 20 minutes were on the clock between the two games. That was a fine contest, won by Rushi by 10 points.
Yeah, it was a little helter-skelter, but that's how both teams kind of play. Sydney put a lot of pressure on. Early, Rushi kind of struggled with it, but then their guards picked up play. It was a 10-point game, but it was anybody's game with about 3 minutes to go.
I'd like to let you know all about our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. There are three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game, just Fort Loramie games only. They are M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. McCall Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Excuse me, all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. And delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, S-E-C-U-R-com. The pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. We are on scoresbroadcast.com, online, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. We are not on WMVR Hits 105.5 FM tonight. Maybe in the near future, not sure. The football game this Saturday night featuring New Bremen and Lima Central Catholic, a state semifinal from Wapakoneta, is, according to my understanding, being carried on Hits 105.5. But until further notice, There is no basketball coverage by Hits 105.5. The radio station is not accepting our internet audio feed. We're going to take a break, Chuck. We'll return in a couple of minutes, about 10 minutes before tip-off. Should be a pretty even Steven game. A contest tonight in which Anna ought to be about as competitive as it's been in the last several years against Fort Loramie. Both teams young, each team rebuilding. New head coach at Anna, and judging by last weekend's score, Fort Loramie 32, Miami East 30. Redskins have some growing pains right now.
Yeah, they're going to have to find some offense. They need to find the scores, and that's what you always do early in the season.
A quick comment, Chuck, about the JV game, reflecting back. Anna got nice production from Zandria Platfoot, 5'6" junior. She played exceedingly well, as did Ariel Heitkamp for the Fort Loramie JVs. She sparkled. She's about 5'3", sophomore, ran the floor well, dished the ball off, made shots. So some up-and-coming young players in the JVs who, given the youth on the varsity for these two teams, the younger kids on the JVs might see some varsity time quicker than you would normally think.
Well, I mean, you look at them in practice, and that's the key.
Right.
You know, these coaches see them all day long, and it's a trust thing as a coach. I mean, you got to be – the coach has to trust you to put you out there on the floor, and that comes with playing time and doing the right things when you're out there.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Defense will be ahead of offense. Each team needs to find a way to generate points and make some outside jump shots. Leading scorer for Fort Loramie against Miami East was Avery Brandewee with 11. Brenna Cobb bumped in 16 for Anna against New Knoxville. Those have got to be critical contributors in the scoring column tonight. That is for sure. Two key building components for both Anna and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll return in a couple of minutes with more from here at Anna. Fort Loramie, Anna, girls, Shelby County Athletic League High School Basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Once again, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBeat here at Anna High School. Anna Rockets, Fort Laramie Redskins, yet set to tip in about 5 minutes. Game number two for each club. We launch Shelby County Athletic League girls action here this evening. Looking ahead, we've got a fine boys game for you on Friday night. It's the opener for Shelby County League boys play. Jackson Center on the road at Rushi. Should be an excellent game, Chuck. Those are two title contenders on the boys' side in the SCAL this year.
Yeah, man, it's a shame that they opened, but you're going to play two games against each other, so it doesn't matter if it's first game or last game. Everybody's got the same advantage. I think that Rushi might have an advantage because they've got a lot of kids back from a really good team last year. But you never count out a Scott Elkert team.
I know the last couple times I've talked to head coach Scott Elkert before the last few seasons have started, he has lamented the fact, Chuck, that 2 years in a row, guess what? The rotation was such he had to open with Botkins. Now he's on a 2-year cycle opening with Rushi.
Right.
And Scott is probably wondering about the basketball gods and the way the schedule gets shaped, but it flip-flops and rotates and changes.
Well,
but it makes for a very interesting start to the boys' campaign in the SCAL.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And then this year in the girls, Laramie and Rushi don't play till the last round of the first and second rounds.
Right.
So I think you know, it's fair. To flip it like that, it is a fair way to do it.
And interestingly enough, Fort Laramie and Anna girls play a second time this year on the schedule before Fort Laramie plays Rushi the first time.
All right.
Looking ahead quickly, Fort Laramie plays Botkins 1 week from tonight at Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie 1 week from Thursday on December 1st is host to Fairlawn. Interesting game set for Monday night, December 5th. Fort Laramie entertains Bethel. So Fort Laramie, after two games on the road to start out the year, plays three at home. Upcoming games on the card for the Fort Laramie girls: Minster at home on Saturday, December 10th. Ottawa Glandorf at home on Saturday, January 7th. The first meeting with Rushi not until Thursday, January 12th. Lima Bath on the road Saturday, January 21st. Second meeting with Rushi Thursday, February 2nd. And a season-concluding home game with Findlay Liberty Benton on February 4th. That's the club which beat Fort Laramie on the road last year up at Findlay.
The home of Aaron and Katie Kraft.
Yes. Anna, after beating New Knoxville this past weekend and playing Fort Laramie tonight, travels to Versailles 2 days after Thanksgiving, this coming Saturday. Anna girls are at Versailles next Tuesday night on the road at Jackson Center. Then Fairlawn at home on Saturday, December 3rd. Looking down the schedule, Anna's got Rushi on Thursday, December 15th at Minster on Saturday, December 17th. A game with Covington, which figures to be pretty good this year, on Tuesday, January 17th. Rushi away on Saturday, January 21st. At West Liberty Salem on the 23rd. Home with Marion Local on Saturday, the 28th. And the Anna girls close out with St. Henry on Tuesday, February 7th. We've got basketball Friday night. Boys, Jackson Center at Rushi. Airtime 6:55 on scoresbroadcast.com. And then on Saturday night at 6:25, it is Lima Central Catholic against New Bremen in Division 7 football, a state semifinal from Wapakoneta. That contest, it's my understanding, not only will be online, but on radio, hits 105.5 as well. We'll return in a couple of minutes with starting lineups. Opening tip coming up next. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Fort Loramie on the road at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Up the Anna Rockets are being introduced. Mike Muehlfeld in his last year. Long time, highly successful director of athletics at Anna. He's on the mic right now. And he has just shared with the crowd here for this Anna Fort Loramie game the starting five for the green and white. Jaden Huber, 5'7 senior, is in the opening five. Jenna Walters, a 5'7 junior. McKenna Pettis, a 5'9 sophomore. Brenna Cobb, 5'5" tall, a junior leading scorer against New Knoxville. And Taylor Puppelman, who knocked down 8. She is a 5'8 senior. She rounds out the starting five for Anna. For Fort Loramie, Ava Turner, 5'8 senior in the backcourt, along with Skylar Albers, a 5'8 junior. As Fort Loramie gets the toss, knocks it down the floor. Ball caught low on the right, next to the rim, and laid in right away by Ava Turner.
Well, they ran a tip play, and it worked to perfection.
Here's a steal at midcourt. Pickpocket by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Albers. She bolts 40 feet. Albers puts it up and in. Albers on the theft at the timeline. Albers and Turner, two easy ones. And the Fort Loramie check, in a matter of 20 seconds, has scored more points tonight than they scored in the first 4.5 minutes over the weekend against Miami East. Anna having difficulty with the ball in the half court right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. It's on the deck. McKenna Pettis is tied up. Arrow favors Anna.
Well, when you're going to play Fort Loramie, I don't care who graduates. They're going to pressure you full court, half court, three quarters court, and you better be prepared.
Well, we were giving you the Fort Loramie starting lineups when Fort Loramie won the tip and scored so fast. We couldn't get through the starters for you. Ava Turner, 5'8 senior. Skylar Albers, 5'8 junior. Victoria Mesher, 6'1 sophomore on the front line with Avery Brandewey, a 5'10 soft. Jalen Rose is at the point, a 5'6" junior. Speaking of Jaden, she's got the ball in the right corner, handcuffed momentarily. Ball raked out of bounds by Brenna Cobb. Seconds ago, Anna turned it over. Rockets have not gotten a shot at the rim yet, have they?
No.
Played a minute. Opening stanza. Fort Loramie with the ball on the arc. It's Mesher. Handoff on the play to Rose, 25 feet away, outside the arc on the left to Turner. Albers pops out to catch, picked up by Taylor Puppelman. Fort Loramie swinging it, left side of the floor to the right. 4-0 Fort Loramie. We played a minute 15. Into the post to Mesher, loops it right corner to Rose. It's fumbled. Rose picks it up, knocked away by Anna. Lost by Jaden Rose, who touched it last, out of bounds. Good scrappy play by the Rockets defense. Taylor Puppelman triggered the floor error. Anna brings it to the timeline. It is Brenna Cobb. 30 feet out on the left goes to Puppelman, who goes into the top of the circle, and it's clawed away. The long arms of Albers got a piece of it. Jaden Rose chased it down. Anna with the final touch. It's off Jenna Walters right in front of the scorer's table. At Fort Loramie's pressure defense giving Anna fits like it does most every single team the Redskins girls play against. Mesher throws into the post. Then it slipped on the arc to Albers, who jettisons in a long, high-arching triple. She shoots him as high as she does long.
Yep. Her confidence is just growing leaps and bounds.
Yep, she's an important cog on the perimeter for Fort Loramie, that's for sure. The three-pointer by her makes it 7-0 as Anna tries to pump the ball down inside, low on the right to Jaden Huber. Fort Loramie scratches the ball out of bounds. Anna will throw in below the rim. 7-0 Redskins off to a good start. Hopefully I won't snap, crackle, and pop too much tonight. Had no voice last Wednesday and Thursday. Started to come back Friday. Remember Saturday night during the blizzard, I was able to function. Although the Fort Loramie offense couldn't function.
If we would have been outside, neither one of us would have functioned either.
No. Wow. Guess both quarterbacks had frostbite to some degree on multiple fingers. We played 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Fort Loramie 7, Anna girls nothing. Anna with the ball straight away. Now right wing, it goes to Puppelman. Pitch and catch with Cobb. Cobb gets a screen, shoots a 17-footer straight on. It bangs off the rim. Tracked down right corner by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. In backcourt, bounce pass to Mesher. She's bumped. Common foul with 5.5 to go in the first. Fort Loramie leads 7-0. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Celebrating 50 years in business. Barker Insurance. Second to none. One of the most valued agencies in the region. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor a plan for you and your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, a mile north of I-75, County Road 25A. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Fort Loramie turned it over. Anna's got the ball below us to the right. 7-0. Redskins lead. We played 3 minutes, 10 seconds, opening period. Outside the circle on the left is Poppelman. Goes baseline left to Huber. Huber, acrobatic drive. No, it's Walters who shot it. Nearly went in. Backboard rim fell off. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
That was a terrific take. It just wouldn't drop.
4:40 to go here in the opening period. Redskins with a change. Carissa Meyer in. 5'6 junior. Getting a breather. Victoria Mesher. Once again, Fort Loramie game sponsors the three with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Now Fort Loramie turns it over. Anna had a driving layup, left it short, no good. Long throw down the floor to Albers for Fort Loramie. Tries to pivot around the defender low in the left, and she took a knee in the thigh. It's a defensive foul.
Now Anna went to a three-quarter court trap that time, and Loramie did not recognize it fast enough and turned it over.
Meyer inbounds for Fort Loramie in the lane to Brandewey. Brandewey flips up an eight-footer. It danced off the ring, no good, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Anna.
Boy, it is just absolutely like watching her sister out there. She looks just like her.
Quick inbounds pass in the paint. Pivoting, turning, six-footer, too hard off the board by Avery Brandewey. Scrap for the rebound over the shoulder on the Redskins. Avery missed a couple there. That as the season progresses, she'll knock those down.
Yeah. Shot them both a little too hard. I think the excitement is still in there for both teams.
4:09 left to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Anna nothing. Rockets still yet to score. Ava Turner back on the floor for Fort Loramie after a respite. Here's Jenna Walters, 30 feet out, straight on. Here's a weave. Ball fed to Brennan Cobb. Outside the arc on the right. Guns up a 20-footer. Clanged off the rim. Backboard. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Ball bounced into the post and over guarding from the backside against Anna.
Yep, that's a situation where the post player can't stand flat-footed for the pass coming to them. They got to move to the ball.
Is that Alex Rose who's entered?
Chuck? Alex Rose is in.
Yep. Ball will be inbounded baseline right of the hoop by Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer on the floor now for the Redskins. Had a good JV season last year. Ball inbounded outside the arc on the right to Mesher. Right back into the right corner to Turner, who launches a three short. Rebound kick to Anna. Down the floor, Jaden Huber barrels in along the right baseline. Passed it. It was batted right back to her. Then Fort Loramie pops it in the air and steals. 7-0 Fort Loramie, 3:17 to go, first quarter. Mesher 30 feet away on the left. Outside the arc on the right to Turner. Look for somebody in the post. Ball thrown opposite across the floor, deflected by Anna, intended for Mesher, out of bounds.
Well, they set up a back screen that time, and the screener forgot to go.
And the Anna Rockets, coached by Randy Huber, in year number one, get a timeout. Just over three to play in the opening period. Fort Loramie girls 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. The address in Jackson Center, 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And don't forget white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. That's right. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware. Like him on Facebook and tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. After the timeout, Chuck, good inbounds pass by Fort Loramie, and it results in a two-point basket.
Yeah, Avery Brandon, we went left-handed in traffic and put it up. Nice inbounds play.
Way to go, Avery. 9-0 Fort Loramie. Anna trying to make some offensive adjustments here after the timeout by head coach Randy Huber. 2:45 to go in the first. Heavy substituting now by Fort Loramie. Anna inbounding right at the basket. Looking is Brennan Cobb off the foot of a Redskin, and it goes out of bounds. Albers, Mesher, Turner on the floor for Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed out back to McKenna Pettis for Anna. Now it goes 40 feet away to Brennan Cobb, trying to stretch the Fort Loramie defense. Cobb on the bounce, defending is Albers. Brenna having trouble getting to the top of the key. Does throw to Jaden Huber. She caught it, glided down the lane, and scored. Nicely done. Jaden Huber banked it in on the run. 2:15 to go, first quarter, 9-2 Fort Loramie. Wide open, Ava Turner. You can chalk it up. It looked good. It is good. Swishing a 22-footer.
You let her set her feet like that, you're in trouble.
2 minutes to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie 12 and a 2. Here is the ball being dribbled by Zandria Flatfoot, 5'6 junior, who had a superb JV game. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. 20 feet from the basket, may have fouled, or is it a tie-up?
Help ball.
Out of bounds to Anna below the rim. Avery Brandewey comes off for the Redskins. Abby McEldowney, 5'8 senior, now in for Anna. Outside the arc on the right, it's Huber. Pretty good look down to the inside to a teammate, but it's tipped away by Fort Loramie at the last second. Quickly down the floor, Jaden Rose goes to Albers in the right corner. Popping out to catch is Mesher. 1:38 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 12 and a 2. Here's Mesher. Picked up by Kendall Boyd, 5'9 senior. Ball rotated to the baseline, into the middle, hooking foul against Anna. It's called on Pettis. Common. 5 fouls called in the game so far. 3 on Anna, 2 on Fort Loramie. Minute 28 to go in the first. 12-2 in favor of the Redskins. Fort Loramie inbounding right of the rim. It's Carissa Meyer checking. Pitches top of the circle. Ava Turner pivots into the lane. Running one-hander. Awkward. High off the glass. No. Rebound Anna. Rockets to midcourt. It's McEldowney. Flicked away momentarily. Here comes the double team. Fort Loramie may get a held ball. They do. Redskins possession. Don't forget Meyer's Tavern. Favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those who visit Meyer's from towns all around. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are super. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Fort Loramie possession down to her left. Minute 5 to go, first quarter. 12-2 Redskins. Here's Jaden Rose catching the inbounds pass. Goes to Turner. Now back to Jaden near the Anna Rockets logo at midcourt. Under a minute left, opening period. Carissa Meyer at the elbow on the left. Looks for a cutter in the lane. Skylar Albers at the foul stripe. Doesn't receive the pass. It goes baseline right to Avery Brandewey. Behind her to Jaden Rose. She guns a triple. A little heavy on the shot. Skimmed off the rim. Went into the left corner. Scrap for the loose ball. Foul. Anna.
Second foul on Cobb. That's not good.
We've got 39 ticks left on the clock here in the first. Fort Loramie up 10, 12-2. Lone field goal for Anna by Jaden Huber. Ball inbounded low to the left to Avery Brandewey. Twists and turns with the left hand. Got it up there and attracted a two-shot foul. Well done.
Early in the season, that's when you can tell a coach trusts you when they run the inbounds under the basket plays for you, and they've been running them for Brandewey.
Avery at the stripe. She is a right-hander naturally. But tell you what, down below the foul line, she will shoot it with the left if she's got to do so. Free throw good, 13-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Avery Brandewey, right on the button. Fort Loramie's lead swells to a dozen.
Well, the three that we talked about, Turner has five, Albers has five, Brandewey has four. That's going to be their three scorers this year.
You're right. That triumvirate right there will probably lead this club in point production. Here's Fort Loramie, guilty of over-guarding as Anna runs a weave out 20 feet from the basket. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's 14-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna will trigger far side of the floor. It's Taylor Puppelman looking to send it in. Does so to Huber. Huber loops the pass to Liz Stauder, 5'8 sophomore, foul line extended right. Shot it, short, no. Rebound, Fort Loramie, which will play for one. 13, 12, 11. Here's Jaden Rose dribbling. Out back to Turner. Left corner, Skylar Albers steps back. Fires up the three. It skimmed off the rim. Anna's got it with five to go. Sprinting down the floor, Puppelman stops and shoots the 25-footer. Strong off the back of the rim. First quarter closes. Fort Loramie 14 and a 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hey, it's a good idea to get new tires right now. New tires that will grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale. You'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Opening 10 seconds, second quarter, Fort Loramie 14, Anna 2. Anna with possession. Liz Stauder's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Foul line extended right. Abby McEldowney into the right corner to Pettis. On a weave to Puppelman. She dribbled into a cluster of black shirts. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Pouring down the floor hard as Avery Brandewey stops and banks it in from 10. 16-2 Redskins. Obviously playing much better is Fort Loramie than it did in the opener over the weekend against Miami East.
Well, Miami East, in fairness, was 17 wins last year, and they have almost everybody back, so they had some experience.
Yep, good point. Outside the arc on the right, it's Pettis. Pettis to Brenna Cobb. Cobb glides into the lane, did a nice job attracting a two-shot foul as she flipped up her runner. It missed, but she was whacked on the elbow. Two free throws for Cobb. Anna with 2 points so far in the first 9 minutes. A bucket by Jaden Huber. Foul shots for Cobb. First one short. She scored 18 in the win over New Knoxville this past weekend for Anna. Substitutions for Fort Loramie. Summer Hoying in. Carissa Myers on the floor. Alex Rose is there as well. Brenna Cobb, free throw line. Anna got it. 16-3. Fort Loramie in the lead. 6:50 remaining here in quarter number two. Skylar Albers 30 feet away. Oh, going back door is a cutter. Oh, it's a good pitch and catch. Laid in again by Brandewey. Tell you what. Avery's going to have to give a big thank you at halftime to Skylar Albers for that feed. Well done. running left-hander, overshot by Stoddard of Anna. 18-3 Redskins. Ball knocked away by Anna at midcourt. Fort Loramie ball, far side. Redskins in the road black. Red numbers, white trim. Anna, the home white top to bottom, green numerals. Green rockets across the front of the jersey. Green piping and trim down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Here's Alex Rose. Top of the circle for the three-point shooter. It is Skylar Albers way up in the stratosphere. It is no good. Long rebound, Alex Rose to Skylar, who goes cross-court, intercepted by Anna. And then Skylar nearly steals in backcourt. Skylar Albers' long arms, Chuck, enable her to play like she's 5'11 or 6 feet.
Yeah, I mean, that was their strength a couple of years ago when Holscher would be out on the top like that, and just those long arms put a hurt on it on an offense.
Yep, she was a menace, that's for sure. 2 minutes gone, quarter number two. Fort Loramie 18, Anna 3. Here's Brenna Cobb up and over the timeline. Gets a screen from Pettis. Cobb down the left side of the lane, high dribble, tries to shoot it. Fort Loramie swats it away. Here's Carissa Meyer. Ooh, she dragged the pivot foot just over the timeline.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, you got to slow down a little bit. These are turnovers you can deal with now. Can't deal with them later in the season.
Right. Anna midcourt, Brenna Cobb, right side of the floor. Puppelman picks up her dribble, goes to Pettis. Now Cobb trying to use the Pettis screen, enters the top of the circle. Good switch off by Fort Loramie. Long three by Stoddard is good. In, out, back in again. It rattled and stayed home. Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds. 18-6 Fort Loramie. Three ball by Stoddard. 5:28 to go here in the first half. Stouter's got a good-looking shot, Chuck.
Yeah, I watched her warm up. She does have a good stroke.
Good finish and follow-through. 12-point game. Anna needs a couple of hoops here to claw back within striking range, make it interesting before halftime. Fort Loramie's played stifling D. Here's Brenna Cobb. Gives it up on the play to Puppelman. Outside the arc on the right, it's Stoddard again. Through the top of the circle. Whips it left side to Cobb. Cobb chucks up a three. Short. Offensive rebound. Anna, though, thrown to Puppelman on the foul line. Back to Cobb again. Another triple try. Glanced off the rim. Loose ball right corner. Guess what? Puppelman traces it down once more. Right back to Cobb. Baseline drive on the left. Blocked by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that was Brandewee, and boy, she swatted that one.
18-6 Redskins, 4:43 to go, second quarter, and 30 feet away, top of the circle. Carissa Meyer hesitates, picks up her second traveling violation in the last minute.
One of the places that I kind of thought they might struggle this year is point guard. They need to find somebody that can handle the basketball. Don't even need to be a scorer. They just need to take care of the ball.
Right. Ariel Heitkamp looked mighty good, the sophomore, in that JV game. She played out front for Fort Loramie.
Bryn Hollins in the game now.
Yep. 5'7" junior. Ball thrown to the post to Huber for Anna. Feeds it to a teammate 30 feet away. And Brenna Cobb on a running start walked with the ball. Bryn Holland in for Fort Loramie, along with Jaden Rose. Avery Brandewee. Outside the arc and right, it's Ava Turner. Popping out to catch is Brandewee.
Summer Hoying's out there.
Yep, Summer Hoying is in the post. That's the five. Ball is thrown down inside to Brandewee. Knocked away momentarily. Got it back. Shot it. Missed it. Collins rebound shot. Blocked away. Fort Loramie recovers. Turner at the elbow on the right. 3:58 to go, second quarter. Good defense by Anna. 18-6 Fort Loramie. Turner throws. Low on the right, the teammate Summer Hoying back to the basket. She pivots and is fouled while shooting.
Really?
No, maybe not.
They're going to say it's 1-1.
It's a 1-1.
I would have to run down there and ask them what they saw if that was a shooting foul.
Right. Bonus situation, Summer Hoying of Fort Loramie. Well, we'll check out the free throw shooting of Summer with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. She dips the knees and pops it in. 19-6 Fort Loramie. Do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Second shot, Summer Hoing right there. Got them both. Quick runner, baseline right by Hannah's Cobb, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, quickly down the floor. Holland, it's a teammate, storming in from the left. It's Turner, it hangs on the rim and comes off. Hannah's got the board. Here's Jaden Huber to Jenna Walters, baseline right. Carves out space in the lane, and Fort Loramie manages to dig it away, get the steal. What's been called, a timeout or a foul?
Well, I think she got the timeout instead of the foul.
Right. Timeout Fort Loramie, 3:21 left here in the second quarter. Redskins 20, Rockets 6. As we were saying, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will help you get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it to. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. That's Mike Holdhouse. 937-295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Say you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Two successive tie-ups, arrow favoring Fort Loramie, which has the ball down to her left. 20-6 lead, Redskins. Ball inbounded low on the left. Shot put up on the play by Mesher. It didn't crawl over the rim. Anna got the rebound. Here come the Rockets. Defense by Albers in backcourt against Jaden Huber. Foul over guarding Fort Loramie. Once again, Friday night, Jackson Center boys at Rushi. First game of the year on the boys' side of the Shelby County Athletic League. Two of the top contenders in the SCAL boys' race collide on opening night on Friday. Airtime is about 6:55 p.m. Long three ball, Anna Cobb looped it up from distance. Short, no good. It banged off the rim. Long rebound down to Mesher of Fort Loramie. Quickly to Hoing in the post. Back to the basket. Pivots. Throws on the arc to Rose. 2:37 to go first half. 20-6 Fort Loramie. Left wing Mesher. Coming out to catch is Turner. Here's Carissa Meyer. Ball thrown 30 feet away to Brandewee. Baseline left, Ava Turner in a crowd. Heaves one up, overshot it. She was well guarded. Loose ball rebound, jump is determined. Held ball, good call by the official. Arrow favors Anna.
Yeah, Turner could not get herself balanced that time. She just, that was kind of a left-handed throw.
Now when you get a rebound like that, Chuck, and then there's a held ball and the arrow goes against you, is that technically a turnover?
It's a rebound.
Okay.
On a rebound. Now if it's a held ball out on the floor, and it's a turnover, yes.
Okay. Here is Anna inbounding low on the left. Driving shot by Pettis. No good. Blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Quick run out. Turner the other way. Ava Turner strides to the rim and banks it in with the left hand. Chuck, who got the deflection down here by Fort Loramie's defense? Was it Hoing or Mesher?
It was Mesher.
Quick jump shot. Right wing. Anna. It's true. Pumped in by McElnowney. Spot on. Good jumper by her. 22-8. Fort Loramie in the lead.
Wow.
Quickly low post left. Mesher with the left hand for the Redskins.
Boy, she got her arm grabbed and still strong enough to get it in.
Formidable play by Mesher for the Redskins. Nicely done by Victoria. 6'1 sophomore. All of a sudden, Chuck and Reich a point in the last 25 seconds. 24-8 Fort Loramie, a minute 23 to go in the first half. Down below to the right, Jenna Walters will inbounds for Anna. No, it's going to be Brenna Cobb. Ava Turner on the floor now for Fort Loramie, which is making some changes late in the second period. Inbounds pass knocked away, picked up by Hoing. And what do we have? Violation, Redskins. Scoreboard clock reads 78 seconds to go in the first half. Anna possession below the basket. Anna down 16. Rockets don't want to see this deficit grow anymore. Pivoting is Cobb behind the screen, and she poured in a three ball. Banked it in. Good looking shot to Cobb. Don't think she meant to use the window, but she'll say that she did.
I think it was a terrific shot.
Good one to Cobb, 24-11. Here's Carissa Meyer, open look, baseline right, 10-footer Fort Loramie, short. Rebound down to Anna. On the run is Cobb into the lane. Feeds Stauder on the arc. Now to Cobb, straight away, 25 feet out, 40 seconds to go, first half. 24-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a good drive by Anna from the left wing. All the way to the rack goes Jenna Walter. She's clobbered, and she'll get two shots at the stripe. Chance for Anna to crawl back within 11 with a couple of makes here at the charity line. 35.7 to go, second quarter. Free throw by Walters is too hard. Back in for Fort Loramie here at the close of the first half are Bryn Holland and Alex Rose. Holland and Rose in. Free throw, second shot, swish by Jenna Walters, 24-12 Fort Loramie. 34 seconds to go here in the first half. Midcourt, it is Rose with the ball for Fort Loramie. Jaden gave it up, got it back. Down to 18 seconds to go, first half. Ball thrown left side to Alex Rose. Straight away, Jaden. Pitch and catch. 7, 6, 5. Alex to Holland. They try to bounce it into the post. Anna reaches in, gets a mitt on the ball. Fine defense on the play by McKenna Pettis. She earned the tie-up. Held ball. Fort Loramie possession. 2.2 to go.
Well, the bad part about that for Loramie is now Anna will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, you're right. Inbounds, baseline right, Redskins, 2.2 remaining. Head coach Carlos Siegel barking out a play. Keep an eye on Brandewey in the lane along with Mesher. It goes to Brandewey low on the left, whips it up with the left hand. Too much oomph on it, no good. Rebound stuck in by Hoing, but it's late. Summer Hoing got the rebound basket. A full second late doesn't count. So we've played two quarters here at Anna. Opening night, Shelby County Athletic League girls basketball. Fort Loramie 24, Anna 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number
number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We welcome you back to the Anna High School gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Cutaway Styling Salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best do. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher. Stylist, Chris Siegel. Stylist, Kathy Wilson. They are outstanding and are there to serve you Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years, that's right. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. They say it's our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Chuck, I keep saying it's time for me to go in there and get my best do ever. What can Cutaway do with 13 strands?
I think they need to do a perm, but that's just me.
Can Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie add some to the top?
If they can make you look good, everyone should go there.
There you go. Our halftime report being brought to you by American Architectural Glass and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Schnipple, building excellence. Halftime report, Chuck, fairly low scoring. Warmed up there, middle of the second quarter, 24-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins just 8 points shy of their total production against Miami East over the weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, they, as the season goes, your offense gets better. You talked about the fact that defenses are always ahead at this point in the season. Loramie has a 16-10 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 8 times. Surprising. Loramie normally turns the opposing team over probably 2 times more than they turn it in a game. So that's a good shot for Anna. Individual scoring for the Rockets, Miss Stouter had 3 Brenna Cobb had four. They got two from Abby McElDowney. Jenna Walters had a free throw. Jaden Huber had two. They scored 2 and 10. They scored 12 for the first half, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Loramie, 7 points from Ava Turner, 2 points from Victoria Mesher. Skylar Albers scored five, I can say that. Avery Brandewee scored 8. Summer Hoying off the bench had 2 free throws. They were 4 for 4 from the free throw line. They scored 14 and 10. So Anna and played them to a 10-10 deadlock in the second quarter. It's been a pretty good game, actually.
Yeah, Fort Loramie got out to a quick 4-0 lead, 2 buckets in 20 seconds, led 7-0. And since 7-0, it's been 17-12.
Yeah. I mean, Anna, they need to get Cobb. She's taking some shots. She's got to take shots because that young lady is an offensive machine.
Yep.
And then on the other end of the floor, Avery Brandewee is as good as I thought she was going to be.
That is our halftime report, 24-12 Fort Loramie over Anna. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna, 24-12. Fort Loramie in the lead. We start the third quarter. It's our first SCAL girls clash of the year. Anna with possession to start the third period. Fort Loramie managed to fight the ball away, then Anna grabbed and fouled. First 2 or 3 minutes, second half,
very important for Anna.
Always, always key. Always key. Skylar Albers, I think he twisted an ankle. So she came out. She looks like she's walking off okay. And she's got Doc down there, so she's in good shape.
Right, Doc Weichel tending to her. Excuse me. Here is Fort Loramie. Ill-advised pass into the post. Broken up and taken away by Anna. 40 seconds gone, third quarter. 12-point lead, Fort Loramie girls. Outside the arc on the right, it's Cobb. Cobb on the dribble between the rings. Gives it up to Puppelman, back to Cobb, driving down the right side of the lane, and simply coughed up the basketball.
Yeah.
It rolled to the feet of Savannah football players in the first row down in the corner. Fort Loramie will bring it down. 1 minute played here in the second half. Nobody scored in the third quarter. 12-point lead, Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Alex Rose. Near side, it goes to bring it a wee ball high overhead. It's a cutter in the lane. It's Mesher. Oh, a beautiful throw. Catch and finish by Mesher. Well done. Good two-person game there. Brandewee and Mesher connecting 26-12. Fort Loramie up 14. Here's Anna dribbling hard down the right side of the floor. It's Cobb. She's being pressured too closely. Foul against Fort Loramie.
They had her stopped. They let her get the sideline. That's where you put your foot there. And she can't. She's going to run over you or have to turn back where the trap is.
Right. Take advantage of that boundary as one more defender. And at midcourt, trailing by 14. Rockets need a goal here. It's Cobb. Gives it up 30 feet away to Walter. She goes baseline in a jam. Mido walked with the ball, fumbled it, and did double dribble. Fort Loramie's harassing defense has given Anna some problems, although, as Chuck noted at halftime, turnovers about even.
They were eight each.
Yep. Here is Fort Loramie, left side of the floor. Turner. Turner comes on top. Veers to the right, goes to Albers, right baseline, off balance, one pass, a second, a third, outside the lane on the left. Here's an eight-footer, forced up by Mesher, banked it. Oh, it didn't get the friendly bounce. Rebound down to Anna, storming down the floor. Walters driving through traffic, fouled on the play by Fort Loramie. And she might have gotten deep enough, Chuck, in the lane to have gotten the ball up when the foul was whistled to earn two free throws.
That was Jaden Huber.
I'm sorry, Jaden Huber, 45, not 35. Huber produced a first quarter basket for Anna. He's at the line with two here. Eyes the goal and sinks it. 26-13 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes played here in the third quarter. Liz Stoddard back in. Stoddard back in for Anna. Coming out, Taylor Puppelman. Second foul shot, Huber, line of rim, hangs on the iron, kerplunk, it falls through. 12-point game, Fort Loramie attacking. Redskins up a dozen. Mesher top of the circle, looks for Turner. Now Jaden Rose, handoff to Skylar Albers near the Rockets logo. Oh, she tries to hit a backdoor cutter, it's Mesher. Anna Wise to it, broke it up, then the Rockets heaved it out of bounds at the other end. That's what you mean, Chuck, when you said earlier on these clubs tonight, tendency to get a little too hasty.
Right.
And we've got the ball inbounded down in the left corner by Anna, I think. Anna, Rockets fans not happy.
They called a timeout.
Yep.
After they turned it over.
Yes.
That should have been Anna ball.
Fort Loramie made a miscue on the inbounds pass while the Redskins were calling a timeout, which might have come a little late, but it was awarded anyway.
See, you got the play happening here. You got a guy that is 55 feet away giving them a timeout when he has no idea what's happening down there.
Right.
I hate that new timeout. Well, it's not a new timeout rule. It's been around forever, but it used to be a player had to call a timeout on the court.
Yeah, I think if I were an official, Chuck, well, if I wasn't sure, I don't think I'd award the timeout. You know what I mean? There's a
And, well, I mean, it's just it's automatic for him. He hears timeout,
right?
And he hasn't heard a whistle, so
yes,
you know he's going to give him the timeout.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Here is the inbounds pass by Fort Laramie, swiped on the play by Anna. Long jump shot, top of the circle. Scotter off to the right. Rebound Fort Laramie. Redskins up 12, 5:20 to go in the third. The one I hate is the held ball when neither team really has a handle on the ball. Neither one's got possession. It's loose. It's still a 50-50 ball, and timeout gets awarded somehow. That's the one I don't like. Near steal by Anna. Fort Laramie gets it back at the timeline. 3 minutes played here in the third. And it's 26-14, low scoring, second half to this point. Fort Laramie between the circles with the ball. It is fed outside the arc on the left to Albers. Low post left to Mesher, forces one up, missed it, no good. Weak side rebounding foul on Fort Laramie. 4:40 to go in the third, 26-14 in favor of the Redskins. I'd like to remind you about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations. 80 years of Goffney Furniture. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years, family owned and operated. Bad pass, Anna out of bounds. Fort Laramie possession. Neither offense clicking here in the second half. Oh, here's Fort Laramie, though, with one, two, three good passes. One crisp delivery after another, and Alex Rose was on the finishing end.
That's how you beat a press.
28-14, Fort Laramie. Half the third quarter gone. Here is Jenna Walters. It's revolved around the top of the circle to Brenna Cobb. Cobb glides along the baseline and is pitched on the play. Little contact made while she was moving toward the iron. Ball out of bounds to Anna.
Jenna did a real nice job of acting that time. There was a little bit of contact, and she threw her arms and her head back. Got herself a call.
Anna will inbound to the right of the rim. Mesher out, hoying in for Fort Laramie. Anna sends it out beyond the top of the circle. Handled there by Walters. Down the left side of the lane. Push-off foul called against Carissa Meyer of Fort Laramie. Team's fifth already here in the third quarter. Just a moment, we'll tell you all about Osgood Bank, your community bank. Locally owned and operated. Good one-handed steal on the inbounds. Taken away by Fort Laramie's Avery Brandewey. She reached in and swiped it. One, two, three passes. Alex Rose down low on the right. Shot no good. Follow on the play by Brandewey. Motors toward the rim. Powers to the basket. Foul, Anna. Couple of shots at the stripe here for Avery. 3:29 to go in the third. 28-14. Fort Laramie. Two free throws. Avery Brandewey. Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations for you. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. And Avery Brandewey tosses in both foul shots, lifting Fort Laramie to a 16-point spread, 30-14, with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Brenna Cobb, left corner, fakes right, goes left, can't take it to the rim, throws behind her to McKenna Pettis, who sinks a triple from downtown. McKenna Pettis buried the three ball. Fort Laramie gets it low post left quickly to Summer Hoing. She's challenged and fouled while shooting, and she goes to the stripe. Anna's got a propensity, Chuck, to shoot and make the three, and it's fairly diverse on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great job that time by Cobb. She drew the defense by getting in the lane, found Pettis out on the arc, and her perfect shot.
McKenna Pettis made the three for Anna. Then Summer Hoying was fouled at the other end. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter, 30-17 in favor of Fort Loramie over Anna. I'd like to tell you all about Spherion. If you're looking for work, you should let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Well, right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Nutma, and Findlay, on Ohio Street in Sydney, by the way. Just go to applyohio.com, register now, applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Put Spherion to work for you. Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. At 6:55 p.m., it is Jackson Center on the road at Rushi. Boys basketball action as we raise the curtain on the 2022-23 boys SCAL season. Should be a very good game. Two title contenders go at it opening night on Friday. First foul shot, Summer Hoying, is short. Second one, Karam's off to the right. Misfired each time. Rebound down to Anna. Rockets need a spurt to get this thing into single digits before the fourth quarter comes around. Little pick and roll out high. Ball dumped down inside to Jaden Huber. Clawed away by Fort Loramie. Loose on the deck. Picked up by McKenna Pettis. She shoots and misses from 7 feet. And Fort Loramie's got the ball. Anna had a chance right there. Couldn't close the deal on the interior. Ball thrown to Hoying. Top of the circle. Hangs on. Lobs, foul line, back to the basket. Brandaway right down the paint. Good maneuver, left it short. Rebound in the lane area by Ava Turner. Stuck it back up. She was walloped on the shoulder. Two coming for her. Nice maneuver, last trip into the lane by Brandaway. A shot, I think, in time. She'll grow stronger and finish that.
She didn't extend. She just kind of tried to push it up there.
Right. Free throw, Ava Turner, it rimmed.
Well, they had made their first six, and now they've missed three in a row.
Last year's Fort Loramie girls basketball team was a superior free throw shooting club. Mid to high 70 percentile all year. Ava Turner gets the favorable hop on the rim for that one. It bounced and bounced through. 31-17, Fort Loramie up 14. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Brenna Cobb striding along the right baseline. Arches it with the left. Short, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie.
That was a heck of a take that time by Cobb. She almost made that.
She's got some maneuvers, doesn't she?
Yes, I like her.
30 feet away with the ball is Jaden Rose. Pitches down the left side to Owen. Popped up in the air by Anna, out of bounds. And the official says Fort Loramie with the last deflect. Down to a minute 48 to go here in the third. 14-point spread, 31-17. Low-scoring third quarter of play. Ball bounced outside the arc on the right to Taylor Puppelman. Cross-court pass to Cobb. Little pick-and-roll action with Walters, ill-advised because Fort Loramie diagnosed it and stole it. Here's Rose down the floor. Gives it up to Albers straight away. Albers throws right side to Turner. Screen from Albers. They tried a little two-person pick and roll on the right. Wasn't there. Cross-court pass to Mesher. Mesher out high to Jaden Rose. Near side pass to Ava Turner. Turner looking for a cutter in the lane. Can't find one. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Here's Summer Hoying, 25 feet away. To Albers. To Jaden Rose. Bounce pass to Mesher on the right. She's got an open lane. Starts to drive over. Shoots it. Weak side rebound. Easy does it. Up and in. Ava Turner. 33-17 Fort Loramie. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Liz Stotter outside the arc. Stotter goes into the right corner. Here is a drive on the play by Anna. Moving toward the rim, Brenna Cobb checked a little too aggressively. Foul against Fort Loramie. It's common. That's the sixth one on the Redskins. 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. 33-17, Fort Loramie in the lead. Baseline right of the rim, Anna to trigger. Ball thrown to a cutter. Good catch and shot by Pettis. Fort Loramie fans thought it was a clean block. Referee said, Carla Siegel's got her hands on the top of her noggin. And it is two shots being awarded to McKenna Pettis of Anna. We are trying to shake the cold and flu bugs here in the press box outside the music room at the Anna Gym. Free throw by Pettis. Bounces all around, hit the rim three times, and fell down through the ropes. Shot by Pettis is good, 33-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Final 30 seconds, third quarter. Second shot, McKenna dips the knees, high arch, rim, backboard, good.
That's a shooter when you can get that much touch on it. Two of them.
33-19, 14-point lead, Fort Loramie. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins ball at the logo. Comes down the right side to Ava Turner. Out back to Jaden Rose. Left side pass to teammate Mesher. 10 to go. Weak side to Hoing. Straight away Jaden Rose. Foul line Mesher. Baseline right Hoing. 15-footer way short with two to play. Got the long rebound. Missed it again as the third quarter closes. It is Fort Loramie 33 and a 19 after three periods on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We start the fourth quarter here at Anna. It's the Shelby County Athletic League girls opener of this 2022-23 season. And Avery Brandewey gets the fourth quarter scoring started for Fort Loramie, hitting a turnaround 12-foot bank shot. That looked good.
Yeah, she's a ball player, and she's only going to get better.
35-19. Fort Loramie now has amassed a 16-point lead, and I think that's the Redskins' biggest of the night. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Taylor Puppelman for Anna starts a drive. Muscles one up from 6 feet. Ball almost got stuck between the rim and the backboard. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quick long three ball by Eva Turner. Short. Ball ricochets to Jenna Walters in backcourt for Anna. A minute gone here in the fourth. 35-19, Redskins lead. Brenna Cobb, top of the circle for Anna, still dribbling. Bounces to Puppelman. into the post it goes. Good drive to the rim, but Jenna Walters missed it. Got it back, left it short. She might have been hacked. Yep, couple of free throws for Jenna. Good work.
Yeah, she stayed with it.
You better put Burke to work. That's right, Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Free throws by Walters, Chuck. One made, one missed.
Oh, she made them both.
Got them both. Nice job at the stripe by Jenna as she drained two free ones, 35-21. Fort Loramie's lead is 14. 14-point lead, Redskins. 6:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. Far right wing, Albers, for Fort Loramie. Sends it back on top to Jaden Rose. Rotated left side to the driver. Brand DeWee got into the lane. Forced one up. No good. Rebound is into the hands of Pettis for Anna. 5:54 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 14. Long, long three by Brenna Cobb. Short. Rebound right corner of the floor. The officials look at each other and give it to Fort Loramie.
And missed it because the ball went off Fort Loramie.
That's a tough break for the Anna Rockets, who thought they should have gotten another crack on the offense. But after the missed three ball and the out-of-bounds ruled against Anna, it's Fort Loramie possession. 14-point spread. 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Skylar Rose, top of the circle, weaves into the lane. Errant pass, flicked away, stolen. Brenna Cobb, run out the other way for Anna. Up and in. Timeout, Rockets. 5:30 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie 35 and Anna 23. Chuck, we're going to keep it right here. And I'm going to tell you all about the Anna Market extraordinary dining experience. It is truly exceptional. It's simply a case of the Anna Market being at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience right in your own home. And the Anna Market is the only market that serves you Chairman's Reserve, the only one around that provides you with Chairman's Reserve quality meats. Yep, the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee.
I like the best, and that does sound awfully good.
Uh-huh. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce to go with your entree. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts at the Anna Market. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience so you can dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you, Chuck McBee. Anna Market, home of the very extraordinary dining experience, right in your own home. Anna Market at your service. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hometown pride, Anna Market. 315 West Main in Anna. 5:19 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie unable, Chuck, to deliver the knockout blow and put Anna away. It's a 12-point game. Anna likes to shoot the threes. They're just a couple of threes from whittling this 12-point deficit in half. Fort Loramie on offense. Little give and go. It's fired from Randui to Turner, knifing into the lane. Jammed out of bounds by Anna. Rockets have really picked up their defense this half.
Well, yeah, that the start of the game is the difference in the game.
Right. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie, low on the left. Overshot. Anna's got it. Bounce pass quickly ahead. Down the floor, right wing. It's Walters. Fires it on the arc. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Long pitch ahead to Mesher. She steps back out on the arc. Gives it up to Jaden Rose between the rings. 4:41 to go, fourth quarter. Alex Rose is bumped.
Well, I'll tell you, Victoria Mesher, 6'1 sophomore, has been handling the basketball out on the perimeter. I've been impressed with her ball handling tonight.
Yeah, it's amazing at 6'1 that she is so adept at dribbling, passing, maneuvering, innate skills, very talented. Of course, Carla Siegel will count on her to get some points down around the basket as well.
Yep.
But she is only going to get better and better, that is for certain. Both she and Avery Brandewee with so much raw court savvy. There's a ball deflected off the foot of the referee out near midcourt. A scrum for it. Jump ball ruled. Arrow, Anna, 4:19 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie's lead is 12. Redskins have not put this game out of reach, that's for certain. Anna's made, what, at least three threes on the night, Chuck?
They have three.
Right, okay. By three different young ladies, I think.
Yep.
Stoddard, Pettis, and Cobb.
Stoddard. Yep.
Here is Anna handling it. 30 feet away, Walters. Goes down the left side to Stoddard. Baseline left. Tries a running shot in traffic. Alertly drew the two-shot foul. It was going to be a difficult make. She was sandwiched by two defenders, but got contact. Couple of free throws for Liz, a 5'8 sophomore. Good player. Only going to get much better. Foul shot, Lotta Rim. Circles the iron. Down it goes. The lead for Fort Loramie is 11.
I'm very impressed with the coaching and the play of Anna tonight.
In his first year, Randy Huber, he's coached in the system for several seasons. Year number one for Randy. Second free throw good by Liz. 35-25. Anna punches the ball out of bounds at midcourt. As we noted during the pregame, Erica, Randy's daughter, played on the state championship clubs in 11 and 13, was on the team for three straight years, and really starred.
Oh, she was outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, Columbus Afrocentric called her the Energizer Bunny. She would never quit dribbling the ball up the floor. Timeout called, half the fourth quarter remaining. It is a 10-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead over the Anna Rockets. Like to tell you all about Germain Cars in Sydney. You know, right in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one for the life of your car. Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection is fantastic. It's endless. On West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buick, Chevrolets, and more. Additional great selection at Germain in Beaver Creek in Dublin. Even more around the country in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See it online. Buy it in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue. Germain Cars. And third and not last, Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Germain. West Michigan and Sydney, germaincars.com, G-E-R-M-A-I-N. 3:45 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 10. Mesher in the half court. Gives it up to Brandewee. Outside the arc on the right to Turner. Carissa Meyer on the floor now. She's in the lane trying to fight through a defender. It's thrown into the paint area toward Mesher, bobbled, picked up by Anna. Long run out down the floor to Stouter. She goes to the rack, blocked on the play. Good defense by Fort Loramie. No foul. Big sequence there. Here's Meyer up the floor for Fort Loramie. Body foul committed by Anna. Team sixth. By the way, Fort Loramie's got nine. Anna's in the double bonus. Only 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter.
I didn't see what happened, but Victoria Mesher was kind of doubled over there. I think she might have taken an elbow to the midsection.
Coming off, Stouter for Anna. She has played a hard-nosed game.
Yeah, she's been good. She got 5 points.
A fearless driver to the basket. And a good-looking stroke on that long outside three-point shot, too. Ava Turner near midcourt for Fort Loramie. Back to the basket, dribbling. Being hounded by Walters. Here's a good overplay and a steal by Cobb. Cobb dribbles down. Left hand scores. A theft at midcourt by Brenna Cobb. Then a sparkling driving layup. Use the left arm to get it up and in. 8-point game. Fort Loramie attacks. Top of the circle. It is Jaden Rose hanging on. Doesn't shoot. Near side to Alex. Head coach Carlos Siegel talking to the official. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Anna. 2:42 to go. Down to 8, Chuck. Closest it has been since way back, I think, mid-second quarter.
Loramie doesn't have anybody looking to score.
You're right. Exactly right. Redskins do inbound here. Anna over guards and fouls. And 1-on-1 free throws will be important down the stretch.
Well, they've scored 11 points in the second half.
That tells you how well Anna's played defensively. Combination of that, and you're right, here the last few minutes, Fort Loramie has not looked at the basket enough. Here is a big 1-on-1 free throw situation. Shot up and good by Avery Brandaway.
Yeah, they got the right person on the free throw line, that's for sure.
36-27, 9-point game. McKenna Pettis back in for Anna. Second shot for Brandaway, dips the knees, flies it toward the rim, swish. 37-27 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the game. Here's Anna on the arc. Jump shooter is Poppleman. Lets it fly. Bang, off the rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins in backcourt. Carissa Meyer fouled. 1-on-1 for her. Don't forget, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, is Barker Insurance. It's earned a stellar reputation for many years now. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A. A mile north of I-75, number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Meyer missed the 1-on-1. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Redskins are working clock. 2:04 to go, fourth quarter. And right in front of head coach Carlos Siegel, Redskins are nearly tied up. They do get a timeout ahead by 10. Just over 2 to play in the game. Chuck will take a break and return for the close of this contest between Anna and Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game, Fort Loramie contest only. Those three are Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Redskins work the ball around top of the circle. Elbows flying. Skyler Albers might have gotten away with some. Ball revolved into the right corner to Ava Turner, who swishes a critical long two-point jump shot on the rebound, or what was thought to maybe be a rebound, and Anna Player took an elbow.
As Cobb took one right in the midsection. Boy, yeah. That should have been called because that's what got her open.
Yes. 39-27, big bucket by Ava Turner. Stretches the lead back to 12 for Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go in the game. Dribble drive down the lane, running one-hander, pumped up on the go, missed by Anna. But we've got free throws for the Rockets. That was Andrea Platfoot. Solid player, good junior. Had a nice JV contest. Two foul shots here with a minute 30 to go in the game. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center does it all and very well. At Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2. And open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. One of two free throws made by Platfoot of Anna. And then Fort Loramie is guilty of a floor mistake. And with a minute 14 to go, Anna has the ball down 11. Anna did cut it about 90 seconds ago to 35-27, 8 points, closest the Rockets had been since mid-second quarter. Anna gets a timeout, and we'll let our listeners know all about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's. Mike Holdass and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots now. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or your business feel just the way you want it. Perfect. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online. Set up your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Minute 14 to go here in the fourth quarter. 39-28, Anna down 11 to Fort Loramie. Rockets have possession. Driving down the right side of the lane as Cobb had a little crease toward the rim, but overcame the size of Fort Loramie to deflect the shot away. And the Redskins have it.
Nice job by Ava Turner that time to get the shot from behind.
53, 52, 51 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Albers, cross-court dribble. She goes, hands it to Jaden Rose. Now to Mesher. They weave it out near the timeline. Oh, a nice steal. Ball stroked away from Ava Turner by Jenna Walters. She barges toward the rim and scores. 39-30. Another miscue at midcourt before Loramie. Anna on the theft and finish. 34.1 to go. And at the moment, head coach Carla Siegel shakes her head. Rockets will not go away. We'll return in a moment, Chuck. Last 40 seconds of the game, Fort Loramie up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It is Fort Loramie possession. Last 34 ticks on the clock. Fourth quarter. Redskins cling to a 9-point lead. Chuck, you and I were talking during the commercial break. 14-2 first quarter lead by Fort Loramie. Since then, on the scoreboard and on the floor, for that matter, Anna's really outplayed Fort Loramie by a little bit.
Well, 28 to my addition's there.
28 to 25.
28-25, yeah.
Right. 19.5 to go. Anna chasing fouls, sending Skylar Albers to the stripe. 39-30, Fort Loramie lead. Albers to shoot the one and one still. Team foul 9 on Anna. Fort Loramie's committed 10.
I think that's the fifth foul on Dawn Pettis.
Yep.
Albers started the game. She had 5 in the first quarter. She hadn't scored since.
You're right. She did get to some quick points. Has not had an open look in 2 to 3 quarters. Free throw much too long. No good. And the rebound goes long out on the floor. Anna chases it down. Fort Loramie's in hot pursuit, and the Redskins foul.
Well, you miss a free throw, and then you compound it by stopping the clock and letting them score with the clock stopped. I don't think they can catch up to 9, but still, that's a coaching point later in the season for sure.
Jaden Huber misses the free throw off to the left. You're right. Up 9. Don't stop the clock for sure at that point.
That's just frustration. She missed free throw and just automatically went over and tried to get a steal.
Exactly. One of two free throws by Jaden Huber. Good. And it's 39-31. With the 16 seconds to go, Fort Loramie in backcourt. Turner long heave to Jaden Rose. Open player down on the left. It's Albers going to the rim, catching and laying it through. 41-31. 5 seconds to go. Here's Cobb. Open lane, driving to the rim. Missed the shot, got the rebound. She was out of bounds. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. Fort Loramie hangs on to win the 10. Again, the Redskins led 14-2 after 1. Final score is 41-31. So after the first period, Anna outduels Fort Loramie 29-27. Rockets would not go away and played really tough. That is for sure. Don't forget, our next coverage is Friday night at Rushi, Jackson Center boys against the Rushi Raiders. Both teams are title contenders on the boys' side in the SCAL this year. It should be a very good game. 6:55 airtime for Jackson Center Rushi boys on Friday night. And then at 6:25 on Saturday night, online, on radio, it is New Bremen and Lima Central Catholic Division 7 state semifinal football action from Wapakoneta. We're going to take a timeout, total up some numbers, return with the postgame as Fort Loramie defeats Anna by 10 in girls action tonight, 41-31, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number.
number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
And welcome back here to the Anna Gym, where the Fort Laramie Redskins have defeated the Anna Rockets in girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 41-31. Chuck, let's wrap it up, take a look at the scoring, and who are our stars of this game?
Well, I mean, I thought Anna truly played after that first quarter. They played good basketball. And you could just tell that they regained some confidence. They were led by Brenna Cobb with 8, and then they had Huber, Walters, Pettis, and Stoddard all with 5. So very balanced, and I'm going to go with Cobb as the player of the game for Anna. On the other side, Lormie was led by Avery Brandwee with 14. Ava Turner had 12. Skylar Albers had 7. And I'm going to go with Avery Brandwee as the player of the game for Fort Laramie.
Anna wound up with, what, more three-point baskets than Fort Laramie for sure?
Well, yeah, I think Laramie hit 2 in the first quarter. Then they didn't. I don't even remember them shooting another one.
Right.
They had a 10-rebound advantage, 10-3 on the offensive boards, but they turned the ball over 18 times, and Anna turned it over 16. They need to find some guard play. They need to find some point guard. They did it by committee tonight, and it's going to be a struggle if they don't figure it out.
Many thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And again, a quick reminder about one of our finances. Anna, excuse me, easy for me to say.
It's only four letters, Jack.
Right,
Anna.
A-N-N-A, one of our fine Anna sponsors. Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. Servicing, repairing, selling, installing residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Offering complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's back in 2002, quickly building an outstanding reputation. Flexible finance options are available at Steve and Ted's, which will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings. Located in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West. Phone 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. So many thanks tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to additional underwriting sponsors, Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And don't forget Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And Regal Trophy and Awards in Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch. Plus Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We keep you moving forward. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, thanks so much. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address is 575 East Main in Rushi. And the three Fort Loramie sponsors with us, just Fort Loramie games only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Fort Loramie now 2-0 on the year. Meets Botkins at home 1 week from tonight. Anna plays on Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th at Versailles. Anna now 1-1. Chuck, looking forward to Friday night at Rushi.
Yeah, they get the boys kick off, and it should be a heck of a game.
6:55 airtime approximately. Jackson Center boys at Rushi, and then Saturday night, 6:25 airtime from Wapakoneta, New Bremen versus Lima Central Catholic in a Division VII state semifinal in football from Wapakoneta. That game should be online and on radio. Hits 105.5 both. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for our great online audience tonight, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Anna, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated the Anna Rockets by a final score of 41-31.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.